The law would boost state aid by nearly $300 million over 2 years. The state Supreme Court had struck down the current funding system as unconstitutional. The ruling came in a 7-year ongoing lawsuit against the state by dozens of school districts that contended Kansas is underfunding its schools. John Robb, an attorney for the districts, says he expects the Supreme Court will move quickly now to hear oral arguments. It then could be a matter of weeks before it decides whether to uphold the law or strike it down. The school districts suing the state say the new law doesn't do enough to offer children quality education and treat them equitably, whether they live in poorer or richer areas. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.